hot house stay warm, you see, you got it tight where it stays warm. You know, it never gets cold in there. That's once you get it warm.
You need a fan in there?
No.
It doesn't get too hot?
No, if you open the windows, it gets too hot. Yeah, you got to fix where you open the windows.
Building where you store corn?
Well, that's out in the barn. You call that a crib.
It's part of the barn?
Yeah, it's built in with the barn. It's crib. Well, some people used, years ago, they'd build it off to the cell. Mm-hmm. Years ago, they'd have a crib built off to itself.
What about a place for storing grain?
Well, they call that a barn, I guess. I don't know what else you'd call it.
Do you ever hear people talk about a granary or a granary?
No.
And the upper part of the barn where you can store hay?
Yeah, they call that the loft, hay loft.
Okay, what's your barn? How did you build it?
Well, it's built with a loft on the top. It's a hay loft up there.
And it's got
a crib to put corn in on the bottom. And it's got stalls in, under the bottom for horse and mules when mm-hmm. they work. We used to work mules, you see. We don't do that anymore, so the stalls are still out there, but we don't use them. My grandson got horses down here, and they use them now.
What kind of horses do they have?
They got riding horses, just regular old common horses they ride.
Uh-huh. Long time ago, people would cut the hay on land.
Yeah.
They'd rake it up in little piles. What'd they call those little piles that they'd rake it up?
Well, they'd call them windrow, hay windrow. You see, they'd windrow. Well, then they didn't have a barn. Well, they'd rake it up and put it up. They'd call it, they'd shock the hay. Mm-hmm. You see, make a big shock in the field and leave it there. And it would stay there all the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You fix it. I've done that plenty of time myself.
Anything else, any other ways of leaving hay outside?
No, that would be the only way. You couldn't leave it outside. It had to be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Shocked where the rain wouldn't get in it. You see, you got to shock it up and make it round and sharp at the top and let it come around. Your top hay will always ruin, but the rain never goes too deep in there. It runs off.
Do you ever see anything with way of keeping hay outside with taking four poles? And having something with a sliding roof on it?
Yes. Yes, I've seen that. They just build a shed over the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Just put poles in the ground, put a roof over the top, and build a shed over it, yes.
Was that very common?
Yeah. Yeah, they used to do that lots.
How big a shed would that be?
Oh, it depend on how big a farmer you was. That depend on how much hay you had to have for your stock that you worked, you see. That depend on your farm. Now, some of them would be big, and some of them wouldn't be too big.
Mm-hmm. What different animals did y'all have on the farm? Well, back when y'all did still keep animals.
Well, you'd have hogs, and you'd have cows, and horses. Well, that's the same thing. Some people would have goats, and sheep.
Did you ever have a goat?
Yes.
Did you milk them?
No.
What did you have them for?
Just had them. I don't know. I had them, I believe, when y'all was little, didn't it, Lord?
Yeah.
I know we had some goats once. Somewhere. Where was we at then?
RFP, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can train goats to pull carts, can't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Or the boy might have, when he was little, he might have played with them that way. They always did. Boys, when I was a boy, they always took me.